Chapter 2. Perspectives and Relationships. As a company commander, I made it a habit of visiting the Battalion S3 operations every week for about 30 minutes to an hour. We would discuss current operations, training issues, and pending exercises. The S3 shared insight into the battalion commander's intent. If there was an opportunity to leverage external resources to train with, I was open-minded. I would attempt to support these efforts, especially if it were a live fire event. The S3 and I sought to leverage my planned training and integrate it into events supporting my battalion commander. This process increased trust between the staff and company. Our formation became the unit for high-visibility events. We gained stature within the battalion team. Former company commander. Relationships are critical, and some would even argue vital to success. Leaders develop and nurture relationships with their organization. Good relationships generate trust and minimize friction. Perceptive company leaders use personal and professional associations to understand others. Company leaders can use their personal and professional associations to gain insight to understand how opportunities and challenges affect operations and leader decisions that will affect their company operations. Leaders use their knowledge of relationships to understand how other leaders approach challenges and determine solutions. Company leaders communicate with senior leadership to avoid miscommunication. For example, leaders discuss passionate issues in person to prevent the misunderstandings that occur when responding to contentious topics through email or text message. The Army is an organization full of perspectives and relationships. You are building and establishing a professional reputation in your early years of professional development. Within the first 10 to 12 years, you have established a professional reputation, well-deserved or not. You will spend the rest of your career garnering goodwill, enhancing and protecting that professional reputation. If you are not careful, you can destroy all that energy, effort, and all those years in about 30 seconds. Former Brigade Commander. Company commanders and first sergeants who understand personalities can influence the battalion commander and staff in resource appropriation. Company leaders use their knowledge of personalities to inform and discuss opportunities for resource allocation. Leaders use information sharing to increase unit success and opportunities for higher echelon task accomplishment through proper resourcing. The brigade and battalion are powerful external influencers and affect the company's operating environment. Company leaders focus inward, looking into and leading their formations. Leaders must fight the temptation only to focus inward. Company leaders anticipate future requirements when they use relationships to monitor their environment through the battalion and brigade leaders and staff. Proactive company leaders use situational awareness to understand opportunities and turbulence early. Contextual understanding of the current environment assists company leaders when addressing the formation and the formation's families. Company leaders leverage relationships to understand influences on their formation. Positive relationships build trust in brigade and battalion leaders and staffs that the company leadership can use to accomplish significant tasks without additional oversight. Company leaders leverage a proactive environment to reinforce the company's reputation as a flexible team, regardless of the task. Leaders and staff recognize agile companies that can effectively operate in fluid environments. Sister companies recognize formations that are team players in achieving a greater collective goal without being self-serving. Soldiers talk. Soldiers' relationships outside of the company provide insight into the company's reputation and the leadership's reputation. Positive external relationships enable camaraderie and a sense of organizational professionalism. Soldiers want a competent and fair leader who ensures they are trained and ready for any mission. Soldiers who have leaders that will do the right thing for them will share these feelings with their peers. The company-team relationship. Commander and first sergeant relationships are one of the most crucial relationships within the company. The commander and first sergeant are the two senior company leaders entrusted with the care of soldiers and resources. This distinction and confidence bear an obligation and duty for the privilege of leading. The commander is the final authority for all that occurs within the company. The commander is the only company-grade officer with legal authority over the company. The commander who seeks and considers their first sergeant's counsel has tools to make well-informed decisions. The first sergeant provides informed insights gained from years of experience within company-level formations. Company command is a team effort. Leaders have to trust each other and leverage each other's strengths, knowledge, maturity, and experience. Company commander experiences and skill sets vary. Commanders may be junior company grade officers, depending on the assignment. The commanding officer has experienced some troop leadership time as a lieutenant. However, total troop leading experience may amount to less than a year. Many junior company grade officers experience assignments as indirect leaders. This indirect leadership experience equates to little or no direct supervision and responsibility with soldiers. The first sergeant is the senior non-commissioned officer, NCO, trainer, and expert in all things related to the company. First sergeants have served in multiple company positions of responsibility and have performed critical tasks. The senior NCO typically has the opposite direct leadership experience of the commanding officer. The first sergeant has spent a significant amount of time working within a company formation. First sergeants experience the majority of their service supporting a company. They apply their subject matter expertise to achieve the desired results. First sergeants use their experience to plan and execute the tasks most effectively. Company commanders encourage first sergeants to provide insight, make recommendations, and garner buy-in to the recommended course of action. Successful commanders engage and empower NCOs to take ownership and responsibility. Empowerment often results in complete success, enhancing unit pride. Commander and first sergeant experience and training level proficiency generate leadership abilities through their combined experiences. The company commander brings leadership training and experience along with an understanding of battalion and brigade operations. The first sergeant's knowledge and experience in leading, teaching, and mentoring troops is the other half of the equation. Shared leadership, knowledge, and experience bring opportunity for the company to exceed the standards required to meet any given mission. Find a successful company commander, and there will be a good first sergeant. Former Command Sergeant Major. Commanders and first sergeants reduce turbulence and friction by removing gaps between their duties and responsibilities. The command team talks with soldiers to reduce uncertainty and enhance the clarity of purpose for each task. Dialogue between leaders creates transparency for soldiers. Commander and first sergeant friction. Commanders and first sergeants will not agree on everything. A commander and first sergeant with a contested relationship may signal a potential for failure. However, it does not always result in a catastrophe. Leaders who retain a decorum of professionalism and commitment to honesty and trust between them can succeed. The company leadership must demonstrate maturity to look through their disagreement to care for the unit and the soldiers. Soldiers want a disciplined and trained organization from their leadership. Do not be the commander or first sergeant engaged in an open shouting match with your counterpart in front of soldiers. Unprofessional arguments in the open are a recipe for disaster. The key is to agree to disagree, decide, and present a unified position despite the disagreement. The Army expects leaders to have mastered leadership skills and possess the requisite experience and professionalism to care for soldiers and accomplish the mission. The success of the command team relationship is in establishing, maintaining, and nurturing trust. Army Doctrine Publication ADP 60, Mission Command, Command and Control of Army Forces, 31 July 2019, states that the principle of mutual trust enables mission command philosophy. The commander and the first sergeant must establish and build trust between themselves, even while they are responsible for developing and reinforcing trust across the unit. Professional relationships enable trust and mutual respect. Trust is an enabler to creating cohesiveness, which is necessary for team development. Strengthening common beliefs and mutual goals enhances greater trust and reinforces confidence in the team's leadership skills and knowledge. Commander and First Sergeant Unit Relationships. The company leadership team establishes a positive relationship with fellow company leadership teams through two-way communication. Honest and open communication fosters mutual respect. Command teams ensure their actions and behaviors are respectful of other leaders and formations. The bonds of trust and communication between company formations erode if commanders and first sergeants are not respectful. Peer reviews are an effective tool for understanding relationships. The battalion leadership can conduct peer reviews between company commanders and first sergeants. Company leadership teams can float the peer review idea by the battalion executive officer or battalion chaplain to initiate the program if desired. Commanders and first sergeants develop trust and empower formations through idea sharing and thought-provoking analysis. Companies learn lessons individually at the platoon level, and the company leadership should share those lessons with their peers. Idea and lesson sharing reaffirms to the battalion command team that the company leadership teams are about the battalion succeeding as a whole. Successful company leaders nurture close relationships with other company leaders. Commanders leverage this relationship to benefit all the company command teams when working with the battalion command team. Company leaders discuss and coordinate ideas together before approaching the battalion leadership. Then they propose solutions that benefit the entire organization. Unified company leaders who provide analytical reasoning and communicate recommended solutions can offer alternative options for the battalion leadership and staff as part of a unified team. The unified team can be compelling to the battalion leadership when the subordinate leadership presents and discusses the desired plan. Company leaders can lead using the same approach as the battalion staff leaders do. If company leaders coordinate with the battalion staff before engaging the battalion leadership, the argument can be persuasive with the battalion leadership. The unified approach demonstrates a high level of professional maturity and problem solving with creative and practical solutions. Senior commander perspectives and relationships. Brigade commanders are good at taking snapshots of you and your unit and assessing your readiness. Former brigade commander. Senior commander perspectives shape the brigade, the battalion, and the company environments. The same applies between senior NCOs and the various battalion command sergeants major. The relationships between the multiple levels of leadership matter, and those relationships influence company-level activities. Senior leaders and their NCOs have distinct perspectives and critical relationships at multiple organizational levels. Perspectives are subtle but critical to understanding. Senior perspectives and relationships reinforce why senior leader engagement is a command event or counseling moment. Every discussion with a senior leader may generate new ideas or thoughts, additional guidance, and may take a path not anticipated. Senior leaders have issues that are essential to them. Some senior leaders are passionate about a problem because of prior experience. Company leaders must be sensitive to various experiences when engaging senior leaders. These topics can provide significant insight into leader thoughts, processes, and philosophies. These topics will likely serve as part of the command team's leader professional development program. The topics listed below can be discussion points between the company commander and first sergeant with their subordinate leaders. Staff relationships and the company command team. Do not play the chump with commanders and staff. If you know the answer, you are obligated to provide it in a timely manner. Leaders trying to look right in times of crisis put soldiers' lives at risk. Troop commander, Diyala Province, Iraq. Commanders expect staff officers to have a detailed understanding and awareness of the status of their area of responsibility to support battalion operations. Staff officers serve to enable the companies to execute assigned tasks. The companies rely upon the battalion staff for detailed analytical work and resourcing. The relationship is why the company command team and the battalion staff relationships are critical to the company's success. The company leadership team engages battalion staff sections to address required planning, coordination, and preparations. Company commanders frequently interact more with the senior staff officers, such as the executive officer and the S3, operations officer. In addition, the first sergeants frequently interact more often with the command sergeant major and senior staff NCOs. The two primary battalion meetings where commanders and primary staffs convene are the battalion command and staff meeting and the battalion training meeting. These two meetings are opportunities to demonstrate purpose, clarity, and a unified effort between command teams and staff. In these meetings, the staff plans, coordinates, and synchronizes the organization's efforts. In addition, the two meetings allow mitigation of potential issues that could disrupt or prohibit organization momentum and mission accomplishment. If possible, do not present issues not staffed or prepared for the first time in one of these meetings. Raising an issue that neither commanders nor staff have discussed or prepared for before is unacceptable and unprofessional unless it will create a legal or moral issue if not addressed. Commanders and staff may disagree about the solution, but leaders should present the contentious issue in a discreet and professional discourse. The subordinate commander and staff purpose is to offer the battalion commander viable options toward a solution, not just create or illustrate additional problems for the commander to resolve. Company command teams will encounter problems and challenges. Mature professionals provide at minimum one solution and frequently provide multiple solutions while searching for the optimal course of action. Company leaders discuss potential or emergent issues with the field grade officers and battalion staff early. The battalion executive officer and S3 and the battalion staff provide insights and perspectives for creating or finding effective solutions. The field grade officer, as well as special staff, such as the battalion chaplain, can provide company leaders insight into the battalion leadership perspective. Company commanders and first sergeants leverage the executive officer, S3, and other staff sections to resolve issues and discuss issues and potential solutions to those issues. The company command team should remember that the battalion commander and command sergeant major engage the staff daily. Commanders and first sergeants have direct access to the battalion leadership. If friction exists between company leadership and the staff, that friction can create tension and erode trust. The battalion command team will speak with the senior staff officers, executive officer, and S3, and senior NCOs across the staff. They will solicit perspectives, thoughts, and opinions about the company command teams. Company leadership teams gain additional trust when they resolve issues without battalion leadership assistance. The battalion executive officer is a crucial senior staff leader who can assist company leadership teams. The executive officer can be a vital asset for company commanders. The executive officer can assist company commanders, develop strong relationships. One final staff element for company commanders to engage and develop a relationship with resides in the logistics realm. The battalion S4 logistics and the brigade S4 can have an impact within company supply operations and accountability of the various forms of property. Proactive pre-command captains engage the S4 shops to gain a positive relationship for logistics and accountability perspectives. Some pre-command officers go to extra lengths and schedule an office call to meet the brigade's property book officer, PBO. The PBO will become a decisive person for logistics and accountability, starting with the change of command inventories all the way through handing over command. The company command team's professional reputation may be tarnished or shattered if the company leadership behaves in a manner that is unprofessional, untrustworthy, deceitful, or unreliable. Conversely, consistent professional behavior sustains a positive command and staff relationship. Staffs are ultimately best capable of supporting companies that provide timely, accurate, and precise information to achieve the battalion commander's intent and guidance. Mentoring and mentorship. Maybe the greatest duty we owe our fellow soldiers is mentorship, and while I have seen countless examples of it at all levels, it is still common to encounter a junior officer or reserve officer training corps cadet who seems surprised when I have taken the time not only to talk to, but also to listen. There are few worse feelings for a new officer than that of being set adrift to figure it out on your own. Captain Lewis Netherland. Company leaders are responsible for developing subordinate leaders and soldiers. You are responsible for improving subordinate leaders' mental and physical attributes and capabilities and the formation's overall capability under your guidance. Field Manual FM 6-22 Leader Development, 30 June 2015, directs leader development programs. Company leadership is responsible for a sustainable, deliberate, and systematic mentoring program to professionally develop subordinates. Company leadership demonstrates a commitment to subordinate leader development, to allow professionalism through knowledge, skills, and experiences gained through the training and education opportunities in the institutional, operational, and self-development domains. Company leadership must steward the profession through encouraging self-development. Leaders must simultaneously demonstrate their desire to improve along with the formation. They learn how to lead and influence through positive actions, which is the leader's opportunity to demonstrate the standard. See FM 6-22 for further elaboration and consideration of mentoring. Company leaders encourage their subordinates to seek out a mentor. Mentors offer an opportunity to enhance knowledge and performance skills while providing the intellectual freedom to explore. In addition, mentors create an environment for improvement without exposing weaknesses that raters or senior raters might fault the subordinate. Senior company leaders enable subordinates to grow through tough, demanding, and realistic training. Leaders develop subordinates by exposing, teaching, instructing, and leading them through challenging and demanding subjects in preparation for real-world situations and environments. Leader development and conditions setting. The Center for the Army Profession and Leadership, CAPL, is an invaluable resource for company leaders to assist them in establishing a leader development program. CAPL provides insights for senior company leaders to leverage as part of setting optimal learning conditions for subordinate leaders. The foundation for promoting leadership starts when company leaders establish a positive environment for learning. Experienced commanders note common key components for a positive leadership development atmosphere. The commander is the most important role model for leader development. The commander should create and sustain a climate that encourages leaders to take risks, grow, and develop their own initiative. The next common key component is that leaders must learn and get to know their subordinate leaders within their command as individuals who bring unique skills, abilities, backgrounds, and goals to the organization. The command team establishes the conditions for the next generation of leader growth and development. Influential leaders nest leadership training in their command philosophy. A deliberate approach creates new demands for junior leaders' thinking. A conscious leader development program creates structure for junior leaders to incorporate learning. Company leaders reinforce every interaction with senior leaders as a leader professional development opportunity. Professional development does not have to occur in a formal setting. Proactive company commanders engage their senior leaders about professional development and learning within their formation. Some of the best learning opportunities between a senior battalion or brigade leader and junior company leader occur after a company commander coordinates with the senior leader for a visit to the formation in a field environment. Know the difference between commitment and compliance. Commitment embodies buy-in and dedication of members to the team's mission. Compliance is saying, "Do this because I told you to." As a commander, you want to strive for your soldiers' commitment over their compliance in your organization. Former company commander. A positive environment facilitates leaders to develop without fear of a zero-defects environment. Adverse environments inhibit initiative and stifle creativity. Company leadership must demonstrate an ability to initiate a consistent conversation. Deliberate leadership engagement with junior leaders and a willingness to listen and foster a positive environment demonstrates commitment to enhancing the unit. Leaders should not be afraid of soliciting opinions and requesting further explanation and analysis of the solicited opinion. Team building. We grow our own leaders in the Army. One of the important conversations I have with leadership at the company level is the processes we expose our junior leadership and enlisted soldiers to for greater responsibility. The art is linking this effort towards grooming their professional and personal maturity to enable them to assume greater roles in leading others and assuming leadership positions. Team building is one avenue or tool to develop junior leaders while simultaneously strengthening unit trust and cohesiveness. Former battalion commander. Company leadership leverages team building as a function that lends itself to creating a configuration of how people come together to accomplish missions. The company command team uses the team building process to benefit the organization by analyzing subordinate leadership and organizational relationships. The company leadership team develops strategies to enhance communication and reaffirm trust by studying how effectively subordinates do or do not communicate. Team building is in detail from another perspective as part of Chapter 5, Training. The key takeaway here is recognizing that when the company leadership team takes a deliberate effort to communicate, understand, and listen, this enhances conditions for team building. Company leaders who strive to strengthen relationships and build positive command climates improve soldier trust and expand the opportunity for more incredible unit performance.